兄姐妹平安。好，先请国成牧师来读今天的经文。那么读华语的弟兄姐妹请看投影。
But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand from them back. And as you wish that others will do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is there to you?
If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，恳求你保守我们心里的意念，口中的言语，与我们同在，奉耶稣的名，阿门。大约二十年前呢，那个时候我还在学校读书。
Some 20 years back when I was a student.
啊，我就和教会的一群年轻人，我们一起去关心和照顾新来的同学，也希望他们可以慢慢的能够认识上帝。
Now in hope that the new students in school would come to Christ, we actually went to befriend and took care of them.
有一次有两个女生就问我。
And once I was asked by two girls.
我们听说基督徒如果被人打了一边的脸，要转过来让他打另外的一边，是真的吗
？The question is that when you strike at one side of the cheek, return to them the other. Is that true?
这样岂不是太软弱了
？Isn't that weakness simply?
你们教会的人对我们很好。
Now the people from the church are very nice to us, actually.
But 但是我们不想这样子被人欺负。
But we don't want to be bullied by others in such manner.
老实说，那天我应该是没有一个很好的回答。
I don't think I've answered that question well that time.
不过从那以后，这个问题就一直在我的脑海中。
But the question keeps surfacing in my mind from then on.
到底爱仇敌是什么意思
？So what does it mean to love your enemies?
真的，作为基督徒，有人打了我们一边的脸，我们要转过来让他打另外一边吗
？Well, as Christian, do we really turn the other cheek to someone who strikes our cheek?
或者是不是在现在的这个时代，就像那个十六岁的少年一样，主耶稣所说的这个话已经过时了
？Or in today's time, you know, just like for the 16-year-old boy, what Jesus say in Luke is actually something that's outdated.
所以在准备今天讲到的时候，我就真的想搞清楚主耶稣到底在说什么。
And so preparing today's sharing, I wanted to know for sure what Jesus was saying.
我去看。希腊文的原文。
Well, I turned to the Greek text.
我很吃惊地发现，在这十节经文里面有十一个命令的词。
And it was shocking for me to find 11 commandments from Jesus in this passage.
就是这些红色的词。
And they are all highlighted for us in red.
看着这些词，我就想，福音不是律法规条。
No, I mean, when I read the text, I was thinking that the gospel isn't some kind of laws and regulations.
耶稣怎么会讲出来这么严格的话呢
？And why would Jesus sound so harsh in this text?
在那个时候，刚是路加福音的第六章。
We are now reading the sixth chapter of Luke.
耶稣在加利利传道，他呼召了十二个使徒。
And Jesus was preaching in Galilee, had called the 12 disciples.
有大群的人从不同的地方聚集到他身边。
And there was a large crowd gathering unto him.
他们听他讲道，希望他治病赶鬼。
They hear him preach, they wish that he would perform healing and exorcism.
耶稣看着这一大群人，告诉他们说。
And just looking at this crowd, and he said to them,
爱你们的仇敌。
Love your enemies.
在耶稣的时代，对于犹太人来说。
Well, back in Jesus' day, for the Jews,
好好的对待朋友，恨恶仇敌是天经地义，理所当然的。
The right thing to do is to love your friends and hate your enemies.
他们就是这样理解圣经，理解上帝。
That's how they understand the Bible and God.
所以对于那些不是犹太人的人，尤其是那些对他们很不友好的人，他们就是充满了敌意。
And so for people who are not of the Jewish lineage, and also those who are not nice to them, they would respond accordingly, as in being not nice to them.
他们也绝对不会和这些人来往。
And they neither would interact with these people.
可是耶稣告诉他们说，要爱你们的仇敌。
Yet Jesus wanted them to love their enemies.
而且要好好地对待他们，要祝福他们，为他们祷告。
And to treat the enemies well, to pray for them.
要好好地对待别人，要祝福和祷告是需要发自内心的。
Well, to treat those enemies well and to pray for them is something that has to well up from within.
这说明耶稣在这里告诉他们的不是只是情感上的一种喜欢。
And so Jesus is not asking them to do something effectively.
他也不是说只是单纯的一种外在的表现。
Neither asking them to put up a show.
是需要实实在在的有发自内心的行动。
But to do acts of love. From within.
而且呢，在32-34节，耶稣进一步的说。
And in verse 22-34, Jesus continued to say,
如果你们是为了得到什么好处才去善待别人。
That if you are nice to others, hoping to get back something.
或者是因为别人对你们好，你们才回报的话。
Or because we treat others nice, first and foremost because they were nice to us.
这些只是一种互惠互利的关系。
Then we are talking about being, you know, benefiting each other mutually.
这不是真的爱。
And that's not love.
在上帝的眼里根本就不算什么。
And it doesn't mean much in God's eyes.
在29-30节，耶稣举了四个具体的例子。
In verses 29-30, Jesus gave four examples.
就是我们所熟悉的，你被人打了还要转过来被人打。
Oh, that's the one that talked about the turning the other cheek.
有人向你要求，你就把全部的东西都给他。
And to give someone everything who make a request.
其实，耶稣不是让我们完全按着字面的意思，没有任何的界限。
Well, Jesus is actually not asking us to obey what he said to the letter.
因为耶稣和他的门徒也没有在每一个时刻都是这样做的。
For neither did Jesus himself did it that way.
例如在约翰福音的18章，耶稣在大祭司的面前。
Well, take for example, when Jesus was before the high priest in John chapter 18.
警卫打了他一个耳光。
The soldier struck him on the cheek.
但是他没有转过来让他继续打。
But he never quickly turned the other cheek for the soldier to strike.
而在使徒行传里面，耶路撒冷的教会遭到逼迫。
And we saw the churches who were persecuted in the book of Acts.
门徒们没有等在那里让他们全部被捉起来。
The disciples didn't wait to be nabbed.
他们分散到不同的地方。
They dispersed.
而对使徒保罗来说，有好多次有人要抓他，他就立刻逃掉了。
And time again, there were people who tried to catch Paul, but each time he escaped.
所以我们知道说，我们不是一定要完全这样子被人欺负，被人去打。
And so it doesn't mean that we are supposed to just let people do whatever they want unto us.
不过，耶稣在这里用这个非常非常极端的说法，他在表达这个爱的程度。
But Jesus here used some very extreme example to tell us how love really should be like, the depth of it.
这个爱可以深到一个地步，它不是被别人的行为、被别人的好坏来决定的。
Now this love should have this depth that is not being dictated by how other people act or treat us.
耶稣在这里告诉他的门徒说，不要让别人来影响你们。
Jesus said, do not be affected by other people.
任何的时候，对待任何的人，都要用这种爱的态度，要发自内心的行动。
And treat others with love at all times.
这实在是远远的超越了犹太人的原则和习惯。
And this way transcends and surpasses the habits of the Jews.
所以我相信当时的门徒听了，他们一定是非常的震惊，难以消化。
So I believe it was really a tough message for the disciples, and they were in shock.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们明白了耶稣的意思的时候，我们是不是也觉得非常的震惊？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we also in shock when we understand what Jesus is trying to say here?
我们一定会想说，这样的爱可能吗？
We will ask, is it even possible?
不要说是面对那些恨恶我们、对我们不好的人。
It's not just unto those who hate us and are not nice to us.
就算是对待我们亲近的人，比如说我们的配偶、孩子和我们的父母，这样都不容易。
But even to people who are close to us, our partners, our children, and so forth, it's not easy to love the way in which Jesus says.
两个星期之前，我去参加了教会的一个小组。
I went to join a church meeting 2 weeks back.
有一个姐妹就分享说，她说我有一个朋友，她有很多的问题，她有很多的需要。
One member shared about a friend who has a lot of issues to face.
我认为一定要把她带来教会，只有上帝可以改变她，可以帮助她。
She believes she should bring that friend to church because only God can help.
但是我为她祷告了很久，我还是不想去接近她。
She went on to say that I prayed for her for a long time, but I still hesitate, you know, in trying to approach her.
我觉得很为难，我又为着我不能去爱她觉得很惭愧。
Well, I feel bad for not being able to love her, but yet at the same time, I'm not ready to, you know, get near to her, get close to her.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真实的去面对耶稣所说的这段话，相信我们也都会有这样的挣扎。
Go.
因为耶稣在这里所说的这样的一种这么深的一种爱和我们的天性是完全相反的。
Because such love that Jesus is propounding here is against our nature.
现在每个星期我都会去新幼教小朋友。
Now I go to the Chinese kindergarten to teach a class weekly these days.
我们现在学的就是恩慈。
And the thing that we are teaching now is the topic of kindness.
这些五岁六岁的孩子他们非常的可爱。
Well, this five and six years old kid, they were really cute.
他们会告诉你说，恩慈就是要对人好，要帮助人。
Well, they know what it means. To be kind is to be good to others, to help them.
可是一转眼就会有孩子跑过来找我说，另外的一个孩子推了他。
But in the next moment, I will have some kids that come and say that someone pushed me.
或者呢，就两个小朋友为了抢那个卷笔刀就会很生气。
Or I will find two kids getting very angry because they were snatching from each other the pencil sharpener.
其实弟兄姐妹们，我们大人不也是这样吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't us adults likewise?
谁真的能靠近不喜欢自己的人？
Who can really just genuinely approach people whom we dislike?
谁真的是真心的付出了，然后又不想有任何的回报呢？
Who can really give without expecting any return?
谁可以真诚地为着得罪过自己的人来祷告和祝福？
Who will be able to just truly bless someone who has offended us?
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的天父上帝就是这样。
Well, there's one person who can. That's God, our Father.
上帝他是万物的源头。
God is the source of all things.
他创造了这个世界，他统管着这个世界。
He created and he reigns over this world.
他保守和支持着这个世界。
He protects and continues to sustain this world.
他创造了人，赐给我们生命气息。
He created man and gives us the breath of life.
他做这所有的一切，不是因为他缺少什么，想要人可以给他什么。
He did all this not because he's in lack of something.
也不是因为他欠我们什么。
Neither was it because he owes us anything.
这完全是他自己的决定，是出于他慷慨的爱。
Out of his generous love, he did all this.
可是我们受造的人，我们没有按照他美好的心意来生活。
But we as the created being, we do not live according to God's will.
我们只是希望从他那里可以得到祝福和好处。
We only wish to benefit from him.
我们看不到他的作为，我们也听不到他的声音。
We are unable to see what he does, and we can't hear what he says.
我们没有把他当做一个造物主来敬畏。
We do not go to him as the creator of our world.
我们按着自己的方式，自己喜欢来做事情。
We do it our way. We do things our way.
强大有能力的人会欺负弱小的人。
Those who are strong bullies the weak.
我们会用地位和财富来衡量一个人的价值。
We use status and also wealth to value people.
而强大的国家和民族也会抢夺弱小国家和民族的资源。
And the strong countries will rob of the weaker ones their resources.
我们把自己的人际关系把整个世界搞得一团糟。
We mess up in terms of interpersonal relationship and also other things.
不过天父没有放弃人。
But God did not give up.
他仍然非常非常的重视这个世界。
He values this world that he has created.
他一直在世界工作。
He continues to work in this world.
他对着我们这些一直怀疑他根本不要和他合作的人就是充满了爱。
And to us who are doubting him, he treats us with his love.
真诚地敞开他自己。
He opened himself unto us.
在今天的经文里面耶稣说他恩待忘恩的和作恶的。
Well, in today's text, it says that God treats the wicked and ungrateful with kindness.
他说的就是这样的一种情形。
Well, this is exactly what it means.
对于上帝来说，每一个人都是和他为敌的。
To God, we are all enemies.
每一个人都是忘恩的，都是作恶的。
We are the ungrateful, we are the wicked.
很多的时候，我们很难去理解上帝的对人的这样的一种态度。
No, it's actually hard for us to grasp the kind of attitude God bears towards us humans.
不过当我们好好的去想上帝怎么对待我这样一个人的时候
But when we reflect upon how God treats us
我们会渐渐地明白上帝怎么对待其他的人
We will by and by understand how God also treats others
因为我就是一个忘恩的我们也经常作恶
Because we are just like them who are ungrateful and wicked
而上帝可以这样因为他慈悲怜悯
And God can do what he do because he is merciful.
慈悲怜悯是天父上帝的本性。
Being merciful is God's nature.
他以怜悯的心来看待世界上的人。
He treats the people on earth with mercy.
他知道我们的状况。
He knows our state of being.
他知道我们总是有错误的追求和一些自满。
He knows that we are into so-called the wrongful pursuits and into things that will make us self-satisfied.
其实我们的心里有很多的恐惧，有很多的不安，有很多的敌意。
But the truth is, we have a lot of fear in us and a lot of disorientation within us and so forth.
我们现在这样的情况里面，我们看不到出路，我们没有自由。
In the state of being that we are in, we actually don't experience true freedom.
天父上帝怀着怜悯的心。他不断的赦免，不断的施恩给我们。
But God continues to come to us with mercy. He forgives and He grants us grace.
以色列人都知道上帝是一个慈悲怜悯的上帝。
The Israelite knows that God is full of mercy and grace.
在出埃及之后，百姓拜金牛犊，惹上帝发怒。
Now when the Israelite came out from Egypt, they prayed to the golden calf.
后来，上帝怜悯赦免他们说。
But God has mercy upon them and told them that
耶和华是有怜悯有恩惠的神
that God himself is one who is merciful and kind
不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱和信实
that is slow to anger and is full of steadfast love
旧约的诗人也经常向上帝呼求怜悯
and we see the psalmists in the Old Testament praying to God for mercy time and again
而主耶稣的道成肉身就是上帝慈悲怜悯的最高峰。
And Jesus' incarnation is the pinnacle of God's expression of love.
上帝是世间万物的源头。
God is the source of all things in this world.
这整个的世界其实远远超过我们的人可以观测、可以想象的那个范围。
And the world that God has created is actually beyond what we are able to explore and understand.
而我们只是在这么小的一个星球上生活的渺小的人类。
And we are just that little, we are just a small little group of people that live in this small little planet called Earth.
上帝和人的差别是 如此的巨大，可是耶稣他愿意成为一个人。
Well, the difference between God and us is vast, but yet Jesus is willing to become a human being.
他真实的生活在我们中间。
And to live amongst us.
不管这个世界有多少的罪恶。
Now, no matter how sinful this world is.
他身边的人多么的不像样。
And how wrong people around him had been.
他自己多么的不被接纳，不被了解。
And no matter how much rejection he has faced.
他还是去接近人，去服侍人，把自己敞开在人的面前。
He continued to draw near to man and open himself to them.
这就是慈悲怜悯的上帝，这是我们的天父上帝。
And this is our God, the one who is merciful and kind.
所以耶稣他不仅成就了救恩。
And so Jesus not only brings us salvation.
他还呼召人来跟随他。
He also called us to follow him.
这跟随他的人就是属于上帝的一个新的群体。
And those who follow him becomes a new community.
耶稣说是你们是天父的儿子。
And Jesus said that you are the children of God.
在35和36节耶稣有两次讲出了这个关系。
And twice in verses 35 to 36, Jesus elaborated on the relationship between us and the Father.
上帝是我们的天父。
That God is our Father.
我们是他的孩子。
And we are his children.
所以在今天的经文中，耶稣用了十一个命令的词。
And so in this text, we see 11 imperatives.
这些不是条件。
These are not conditions.
他不是说你们只有做到了这些，你们才能进到上帝的家里，成为上帝的孩子。
It is not that we have met all these conditions that we can be part of God's household.
弟兄姐妹，这些是结果。
These are actually outcomes.
主耶稣在说你们的身份与以前完全不一样了。
What Jesus is saying that you are now totally different.
你们的里面有上帝的生命，有上帝的性情。
And you have God's life and his nature in you.
这些和世界流行的是完全相反的。
Something that is antithetical to what we see in the world.
你们可以心怀着慈悲怜悯，摆脱人和人之间的仇恨和敌意。
You can really live life with kindness and mercy and to put away hatred.
你们可以不斤斤计较人和人之间的利益得失。
You will be able to just lay aside benefits and things like that.
当天父的性情从你们的生命中流露出来的时候，就反映出来你们和天父的关系。
And when God's characteristic, His nature, flow through us, that demonstrate our relationship with Him.
耶稣说：“你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。”就是这个意思。
And that's what Jesus means when He said that you are to be merciful as your Father is merciful.
我们都是天父的孩子。
We are all God's children.
我们的里面有上帝的生命，这个生命是上帝赐给我们的。
We have enough in us the life of God, that which He has given us.
不过这个新的生命和我们的做法，习惯的做法是完全相反的。
But this new life, the way it lives, goes against who we are by nature.
所以我们听到耶稣的命令，我们会觉得不舒服，我们会想要逃避。
And so we get disconcerted when we hear what Jesus commands, and we want to run away from it.
或者我们觉得这个挑战非常非常的大，我们会挣扎。
Or we find it's such a tall order that we struggle.
没错，弟兄姐妹，其实福音是会给人巨大的挑战的。
Yes, it's true that the gospel will make us feel truly challenged.
福音不只是关于我们认识上帝，我们接受耶稣的救恩，我们以后可以上天堂。
Gospel is not just about us having received His saving grace and then we will be heading to heaven in time.
福音也不只是告诉我们说我们在地上有上帝的同在、保守和供应。
Neither is the gospel just about that we have God's presence with us and also His provisions.
福音更是关于新的生命。
The gospel is about a new life.
这是来自上帝的生命，是可以流露出上帝性情的生命。
And this is a life that's able to communicate, reflect God's nature.
这种生命它不是按照世界的规则来做的。
A life that doesn't follow the rules of this world.
它颠覆了世界上人和人之间的一种竞争和敌意的关系。
Instead, it subverts the way in which humans used to treat each other, that is through competition, through hatred.
它是属于天国的秩序。
It is the order of the above.
要去爱仇敌，要怀着慈悲怜悯的心去对待每一个人。
That is to love your enemies and to treat them with kindness and mercy.
就是这一种生命的标记。
Well, these are the mark of a new life.
这样的爱是一个福音的邀请。
Such kind of love is an invitation of the gospel.
它勾画出上帝的孩子应该有的一个样子。
It portrays for us the kind of likeness that the children of God should be having.
然后他对我们说：“来，你跨出来。”
And then it calls us, invites us to step forward.
脱离你原来的习惯，让上帝的生命在你里面长大。
Break away from your old habits and let the new life of God grow in you.
这样的爱也是一个挑战。
Such way of loving is itself a challenge.
因为它指向我们内心的深处。
Because it points to who we are deep inside.
挑战我们原本的天性。
And it challenges our inner nature.
逼着我们要正视我们里面的这个新的生命。
And pushes us to face squarely this new life, this inner self.
要做到不容易。
It's not easy to do things as such.
我们一生都需要来面对这个挑战。
And we have to face this challenge our entire lifetime.
时常思想我们和天父上帝的关系。
To reflect time and again the relationship that we have with the Father.
思想天父的恩慈。
And to think about His loving kindness.
不断的学习和成长。
To keep loving and keep growing.
就像我在前面说的那个姐妹。
And just as the sister that I mentioned earlier on.
她为着这样的一个挑战而挣扎而为难。
She struggled for a long time for the challenge that she faced.
她挣扎，她为难，说明她已经走在这个爱的路上。
And for her to even struggle is suggest to us that she's already on this pilgrimage.
她去关心她的朋友，她看到了朋友的需要。
She saw the needs of a friend and she tried to care for her.
她真心的为朋友祷告，她真心的在里面为难。
She prayed for her, and she really struggled because of the friend's struggles.
其实这个姐妹的小组也已经接受了这个挑战。
And actually, this challenge has been kind of like accepted and passed on to the cell group that the sister is in.
他们通过幸福小组的方式开始认识和他们背景完全不一样的几个家庭。
So the cell group through the 幸福小组 get to know families who are very unlike themselves.
他们敞开自己和这些人的关系越来越亲密。
And so they open themselves up to those people they are reaching out to.
他们开始体会到上帝的生命在他们的里面开始成长。
They start to experience God's life growing in them.
他们非常的兴奋。
They are all very excited about what they are doing.
所以听了那个姐妹的分享之后。
And so having heard the sister sharing.
大家就一起鼓励她说，哎，我们愿意和你一起去认识你的朋友。
The group say that we will reach out to your friend together with you.
当我们愿意接受福音的邀请和挑战，敞开自己去怜悯别人。
And when we are willing to open ourselves and to love others, to accept the challenge of the gospel.
用恩慈的心去看待别人，去对待别人的时候。
And to reach out to others with a merciful heart.
我们的生命可以从此就不再一样。
Then our life is no longer the same.
我们可以放下对别人的怨恨。
We can let go of the hatred.
我们可以从以前受到的伤害里面可以得到自由。
And then we can be freed from the hurts that we've experienced.
而反过来，我们可以开始注意到别人的需要。
And on the other hand, we can start to be able to see the needs that others have.
主动的去接近和我们不一样的人。
And to actively reach out to people who are not like us.
我们会看到我们身边的新移民。外籍劳工或者家庭帮佣的需要。
Now, and then we will see the needs of the new immigrants and the foreign workers and so on.
在这个疫情的期间，我们自己每个人都觉得不舒服。
Well, during this pandemic, we are all, you know, feeling a bit disconcerted.
可是当我们怀着这样慈悲怜悯的心的时候
，But when we look upon our life with this, or when we approach, when we live life with such mercy and kindness,
我们可以不只是看我自己的困难，我们可以看到我们身边其他人的需要。
That we will focus not only on our own needs, but also that of others.
弟兄姐妹应该都知道，芽龙在新加坡是一个红灯区。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure we know that Geylang is a red light district in Singapore.
很多的新加坡人一生都不会去芽龙一次。
And many Singaporeans will never step into Geylang even once in their lifetime.
在2008年。
And in year 2008,
Debbie 姐妹去芽龙的一个教会接受信徒培训。
Sister Debbie went to Geylang to attend some discipleship course.
她看到满街的站街女郎，她心里很痛。
And she saw a lot of ladies soliciting for business on the street, and she really felt for them.
她知道她也做不了什么。
She knew that she couldn't do much.
她就盼着这五个月的课程快一点结束，她就再也不需要去，再也不需要看到他们。
She was hoping the 5-month course will end soon, and she will never need to go back to Geylang again.
没有想到，她说。
But lo and behold.
好，我来读。上帝把牙龙站街女的负担放在我心里。
You see that God placed in me the burden for those who were soliciting for business in Geylang.
我知道他要我把他给我的爱能够传递出去。
I know he wants me to pass on the love that he has for me to others.
以便让这群深陷生活泥泞的特殊群体。
And so that for these people who are in dire straits,
可以找到生活的盼望。
That they can find hope in life.
那个时候，他自己的儿子才只有三岁。
Well, back then, her own kid was only 3 years old.
他先生和他刚刚开始了一个很小的生意。
The husband just started a small business.
他没有什么服侍的经验。
She didn't have much experience in serving.
他们也没有多余的资金。
And neither do they have much funds.
他更不知道怎么和这些在红灯区的女孩子接触。
And she knew nuts about how to reach out to those girls.
她挣扎了几个月，她回应了上帝的呼召。
But she stepped out after having struggled for a few weeks within herself.
在上帝的带领之下，她和同工们成立了牙龙施工。
And she formed a Geylang ministry with some co-workers.
他们在这十多年认识和接触了许许多多牙龙的女孩，还有他们背后的人。
And in the past decade, actually 10 over years, they got to know many of the girls in Geylang.
他们每个星期都会带着礼物去探访，去看望他们。
And bring them gifts weekly to visit them.
把天父的爱带给他们。
And to really share with them God's love.
这些年说老实话，真正接受耶稣的人并不是很多。
Well, not many people came to Christ in the past 10 or years.
不过每一个他们所接触到的人都能够从他们的身上感受到天父的爱。
But everyone whom had met them could experience God's love through them.
在 COVID 期间，他们就准备了饭食，每个星期派送过去。
And during the pandemic, they actually deliver food weekly.
Debbie 说。
And Debbie says.
上帝在我的心里种下了怜悯之心的种子。
That God has planted a seed of mercy in my heart.
并且在我的心里生根发芽。
And let it grow.
这个旅程对我来说并不简单。
It's not an easy journey for me.
可以说我有过很多沮丧和心痛的时刻。
There were so many down and heartbreaking moments.
如果不是上帝在我的心里放入怜悯之心，
If it's not God who has given me a heart that's filled with mercy,
我永远不会在这个事工服侍十二年之久。
I would never have served in this ministry for the past 12 years.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
上帝也在我们心里种下了怜悯之心。
God has also planted.The seed of mercy in our hearts.
我们要勇敢地接受爱的邀请和挑战。
And let us courageously accept this invitation to love.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，谢谢你给我们孩子的身份，也谢谢你是一个慈悲怜悯的上帝。你把你的慈悲怜悯的种子放在我们心里，恳求你帮助我们活出你的生命。奉耶稣的名，阿门。